You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, let's talk boxing first. Of course, boxing on both HBO and Showtime tonight. On Showtime, of course, the battle of 126 pounds for the WBA featherweight title. Of course, the man coming from across the pond, the defending champion, Carl Frampton. Frampton, well, he didn't come alive tonight. He lost a majority decision. And the same that he won a few months back, of course, against this Leo Santa Cruz. Santa Cruz considered one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. It was an upset that he got beat, but I thought he got beat pretty handily the first time. And tonight, Frampton admits he lost. Of course, Frampton now 23-1, 14 KOs. Now, of course, 33-1, 18 KOs. The new champion, Leo Santa Cruz, at 126 pounds. Mikey Garcia. Wow, do you know who Mikey is? Mikey's a bad dude. Of course, he was a champion of the WBO that stayed out for a long time. You know, he had contract problems and issues with managers and promoters and all that kind of good stuff. Well, he's back, and he's back for real. I mean, tonight, he took on a hobo, and he held the title. He held the WBC 135-pound world title, so I will give him props for that. But Mikey Garcia, now 36-0, 30 KOs, one fight in 2.5 years, a comeback fight about 6 months ago against Eloy Rojas, I believe, stopped him in the fifth round. But he added Dejan Zakalin of the former Soviet Republic for his resume now, 22-1, 15 KOs. He stopped him, 221 in the third round. Larry Murch and I were on the phone today talking about how we thought this guy could fight a little bit, and he was going to press Mikey Garcia. We were both unimpressed with him. We both were glad that Mikey Garcia Dijon did not get hurt here. I mean, Mikey Garcia finished beautifully. You have to admire the way a fighter finishes somebody. See, that's the key in things. When you have a fighter fighting, say he's a 10, and he's fighting a guy that's a 7 or a 6, well, guess what? Or anything less, he should go out there and truly shine against that type of guy. He shouldn't look struggling at all. And guess what? Mikey Garcia didn't show any ring rust tonight. In fact, he looked about 2 or 3 weight divisions above his opponent. So he's fighting at 135. Good luck to the young man. No doubt about that. He's back. He's from Oxnard, California. Now, guess what? The big fight. We'll talk about it in boxing because it's going to be a boxing match. We'll talk about Floyd Mayweather. What's he now? 49-0, only like 20-something KOs. And if he's got that, man, he hasn't knocked anybody out since Bill Clinton was president. Okay? He hasn't. I mean, he really hasn't had an exciting fight since George Bush was president, the second George Bush. But, you know, he excites people. I don't know why he does this. I haven't figured it out yet. I consider it the biggest con perpetrated on the American public since Robert Redford and Paul Newman in the movie The Sting back in 72. But Larry Merchant says, the Godfather says the con exceeds that timeline. So I don't know. But now he's running the con again. And this time the con is he's going to try to push his record to 50-0 against the guy making his professional debut. Now, I can only think of one fighter who fought for the championship making his pro debut, and that was Pete Rademacher, the 1952 Olympic gold medalist, I believe. 1956 Olympic gold medalist as a heavyweight. He fought Floyd Patterson. In fact, I think he knocked Floyd Patterson down in the first round. Floyd wasn't hard to hit. But that's the only time I can think of a guy debuting in his pro debut and fighting for the world championship. So I guess Floyd's now considered still the world champion. He's going to unretire this net. Why can't he just go away? I don't understand. He's like a bad dream. I keep waking up and guess what? Floyd Mayweather is there. I wish he wasn't there. And I'll tell you why. As I said, there's nothing exciting about Floyd Mayweather. In fact, I'm probably going to want to watch this fight with Conor McGregor. You know why? I want to see Conor kill him. I just want to see Conor kill him. And I think that if Conor fights real dirty, and of course he's not going to fight clean, I think he's got a shot. Listen, what you do with a guy like Mayweather, and these are dirty tricks, okay, but I've done them in the past. I've been in the ring with guys who are much better than I was. Much better than I was. Spar with Duran, spar with Leonard, okay? I'm telling you, much better than I was. But not those two guys. Didn't pull these tricks on those two guys. But I would step on guys' feet. I would step on their lead foot, especially when they're running on me. So I'd slip on their foot. They get a little off balance. I'd jump at them with some punches and that. Of course, that's cheating. And sometimes you get caught for it. Sometimes you don't. But, you know, when you're facing a superior athlete or a guy that's better than you, what are you going to do? I mean, you've seen these guys time and time again try to outbox Floyd Mayweather. That's like senseless. Right? Flarber Guerrero, oh, I'm going to outbox him. Why? Why would you try to outbox somebody when he's the best boxer? I mean, offensively, as far as an amateur style, because that's not really a professional style, Mayweather's got, because if it was a professional style, he'd be finishing guys, much like Mikey Garcia tonight. Mikey Garcia is a professional fighter. Might not like the fact he was off 2.5 years and maybe burned a promoter, Bob Arum. Bob had to come in maybe. But he's now, of course, with Al Heyman, and Al Heyman doing his thing in boxing. Talked with Larry Merchant about that this morning as well. Al Heyman controlling boxing as we speak. And HBO had a fight on tonight, and nobody knew about it. Yeah, I mean, nobody really knew about it. The WBO interim super featherweight champion, talking about Miguel Burchelt, was on the card, 31-1, 28 kills. He dethroned WBC super featherweight champion Francisco El Bandito Vargas, 23-1 with a draw, a couple of draws and 17 kills. 11th round TKO was at Fantasy Springs down there in Southern California, Indio, California. I did a fight there one time. It was 106 degrees ringside. Not pretty at all. Not pretty at all. But this was the HBO main event. And, of course, HBO, Larry Merchant, I talked about this. They really don't have a whole lot on the dance as far as boxing is concerned. And why aren't they doing any boxing? Do you wonder why HBO, the leader in boxing? I mean, it wasn't for boxing. Home Box Office, it wasn't called HBO. It was Home Box Office, the first real cable premium channel. I mean, Don King got together with them, and they brought boxing to HBO, and that sort of put HBO on the map. That put HBO on the map. But the boxing numbers and the demographics are not what they were when HBO broke out with boxing in the 1970s, okay? I understand that. I understand that crowds have gotten smaller. But still, there are significant subscribers to HBO that demand their boxing. They subscribe to HBO because of their boxing product, okay? And now, the CEO, the man that's in charge of the sports department at HBO, he isn't saying a whole lot about it at all. He's not talking. And the only thing I can get from this is this, folks, and I'm talking to a lot of people on the inside here, both at Time Warner, you know, HBO, they tell me either he doesn't know anything or what he knows isn't good. What I'm trying to tell you is they're saying it's a corporate shakeup right now. And the fact that Time Warner and AOL and Comcast, all these people, the AT&T is buying this and buying that, you know. So according with this big sale on the line, that there's not going to be any boxing in the budget for a little bit. That's the way they're trying to put it. And everybody's trying to play it off. Jim Lampley said it was just a temporary type of thing on some radio podcasts in the last couple of days. Of course, the mouth of HBO, the current mouth of HBO, the face of HBO, he said, oh, it's just a temporary thing. You know, it's temporary. What he's not saying is the truth. And the truth is nobody knows. Is HBO through? I mean, has Showtime stuck a knife in their heart? I mean, Showtime's definitely come up with pound for pound over the past 3 or 4 years now. Probably the better fights than HBO. I mean, when you're the champ, you got to remain the champ. You got to put forth significant fights. Okay, you can't be putting Terrence Crawford on pay per view. Terrence Bud Crawford, and that guy who fought a couple of months ago, put him on pay per view. What are you kidding? I mean, how many fights did that? How many homes did that fight go to? Like 50,000, if that. They didn't even announce the numbers on that. And I'm going to tell you why they didn't, because that fight was stolen by more people around the world watching on the internet than it was watched, probably by 30 or 40 fold. It just wasn't the fight that you want to sell on pay-per-view. A pay-per-view fighter, unfortunately, is a guy like Mayweather, is a Roberto Duran, is a Sugar Ray Leonard, is a Muhammad Ali, is a Larry Holmes, is a Conor McGregor, is a Brock Lesnar. Okay, these guys are pay-per-view stars. Amanda Nunes, I think she's a pay-per-view star. In fact, she, of course, challenged. We'll talk about that in a minute, but she was on top of things tonight. Of course, Valentina Shevchenko stopping Julianne Pena in the second round. Of course, UFC gone Fox tonight, the big network, not the little network, not Fox Sports 1 or Fox Sports 2. Yeah, they were on that for a while, but they cleaned it up, man. It was on the big network, Fox, of course, on Fox, like the 20th card on Fox. But Valentina Shevchenko, the winner of she beat Holly Holm in her last fight after Holly Holm had lost to Miesha Tate. Of course, before that, Holly Holm had beaten Ronda Rousey for the title. But Valentina Shevchenko just looking spectacular tonight. I mean, she talks about being the complete fighter. She really is the complete fighter. In fact, I'll have an interview with her on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on Sports Byline. And the 5 p.m. No Holds Barred show as well, where I have an interview with both Valentina Shevchenko, that's right, the possible upcoming challenger, of course, for Amanda Nunes, the woman that just, what did she do to Ronda Rousey like a month ago? She's like 48 seconds. This took her out. Wasn't no doubt about that. Wasn't no doubt who was the better fighter that night. No doubt about that. And now, of course, Amanda Nunes stalking opponents. Does she really have to stalk opponents? I don't think so. Good fight tonight on the UFC undercard. The cowboy, Donald Cerrone, a guy that only lost once, I think, in his last, like, 15 or 16 fights. He took on Jorge Masvidal. Masvidal came in, TKO'd him in the second round. Donald Cerrone and Masvidal were going back and forth, talking all kinds of smack this week. Cerrone said that Jorge was a split-decision guy, couldn't knock him out. Well, guess what? You were wrong, cowboy. You got knocked out a minute into the second round. Of course, that was a fight at welterweight. And Cerrone showing much more promise at welterweight than he did at 155 pounds in lightweight. And the former UFC heavyweight champion, Andre Arlovsky, getting defeated tonight by Francis Ngannou. Ngannou, of course, taking out the former champion in the first round, a minute and 32 seconds in. And Jason Knight was the winner as well over Alex Caceres. That was an exciting fight. Jason Knight might be a guy really to watch at 145 pounds. Featherweight division, look out. Look out, Joe Jose Aldo. This guy looks like he can fight because Alex Caceres could fight. Alex Caceres is awkward, as unorthodox as he is. I mean, at points in this fight, he was like on top and winning, but not for long. Jason Knight, the surprise guy at 145, the guy that people are saying could be the next champion, the next American champion in the featherweight division, was a winner 4 minutes and 21 seconds into round two. Sam Alvey beat UFC veteran Nate Marquardt. Nate Marquardt, of course, a loser of a few fights in a row. Time for Nate to just hang it up, man. Time for just Nate to go. Nate's got to go. I mean, when you get hurt in fights, he didn't get hurt tonight, but when you get hurt in fights, Nate's got hurt in the past, it's just time to wrap it up. UFC 209. Forget UFC 208. I like UFC 209, folks. Well, now March 4th at the T-Mobile Arena, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, on top of the welterweight champion Tyrone Woodley. Of course, he's a bad dude, pound for pound, one of the best strikers in all of mixed martial arts. He is the welterweight, 170-pound champion. Taking on his recent challenger, Stephen Thompson. Why are they doing this again? Well, they said the fight was close. It wasn't really that close. I mean, yeah, it might have been close on points, but when you talk about the ass whooping that was dished out, I think Tyrone Woodley dished out a whole lot more butt whoop than Stephen Thompson. And in fact, I picked Stephen Thompson to win that fight going in it. You know that. I thought Stephen Thompson was a stud, and he might still be a stud, but I don't think he's going to beat Tyrone Woodley. Now, Khabib. I don't go into his last name because it's so hard to say, but my man Kyle Kingsbury is a stablemate down there at the American Kickboxing Academy in Silicon Valley. But Khabib, anyway, he's taking on Tony Ferguson in a lightweight bout. That's going to rock and roll. And Alistair Overeem, he's back. That's right. Remember? Alistair Overjoyed. He got popped for steroids that time. They wanted to test him, a surprise test. And he ran out of the room and drove around the block and drove a few blocks away. He talked to his lawyer on the phone and said, I got to go back and take the test. Yeah, you did. And they suspended you for it. He's taking on Mark Hunt, the throwing Samoan. Of course, a man that almost rocked Brock Lesnar. It was a pretty good fight he had with Brock Lesnar. Of course, he said to Mark that Brock Lesnar was juiced to the gills on steroids, and he was. Of course, this is your Sports Byline Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on their website, WBOboxing.com, or they've got a Facebook page as well. Follow them on Facebook. The World Boxing Organization brought to us, of course, the Combat Sports Update. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.